some thoughts on what this time is like if you're at home and thinking of someone far away hospitalized with COVID. If someone you love has coronavirus, things get bad, you may take them to the ER, and then you're told to leave. You might not get any news about how they're doing for days. Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett brings us this story of some families on the outside and what they're doing to advocate for their loved ones.
Monique Baker McCormick had a hard time getting her dad to agree to go to the hospital. He could barely stand, she says, but he would not get in her car or even open the door to his house to let her in. McCormick, who is a Wayne County commissioner, took him to DMC's receiving hospital in Detroit, the ER.
And basically, once I got in the back, they told me I couldn't be there and that I had to leave. And it's scary. It's scary for him, and I could see it in his eyes.
That was day one. Day two, she didn't hear anything. That was her dad's birthday. He turned 74. She says those 2 days were the hardest, the not knowing. Day three, she tracked someone down who told her her dad was stable, but his room didn't have a phone, so she couldn't talk to him. She kept calling her dad's doctor, not getting an answer. She's watching the news. It's all death and dying. Finally, on day four, she got to hear his voice. And on day five, she got a hold of his doctor. He sent her a picture of her dad.
Oh, it was just like just a wonderful feeling just to see his face and be able to, even though he was in the hospital, in a hospital bed, it was still just being able to see him and know that he's still with us.
McCormick got some even better news over the weekend. Her dad was doing so well, he got to come home. Now, not everyone can snag a doctor's cell phone number. Mary Kay Hill's sister was admitted to Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak on March 24th. Tested positive for COVID. Their family's close. Two brothers, Mary Kay and her sister.
No matter who's in the hospital, one of us will always be there. And so that's why it's very difficult for us to not be in a position where we can advocate, especially because my sister is not like me in the way that she understands medical terminology. And she understands kind of like, she doesn't really know what to look for and what to ask for when it comes to medical stuff.
Hill says her mom called the hospital to try and get information. No one called back. Hill says she understands. They're overwhelmed, doing their best. Hill's sister brought a cell phone with her into the hospital, though, so Hill could text her sister questions to ask the doctor, like, what's your pulse oximeter reading today? And asked her sister to relay the answers back to her. But there were long, terrifying stretches where her texts just went unanswered.
And our stomachs are in knots, and we have, like, the pit, you know, the dread pit kind of residing within us.
Hill says she just never imagined being in this situation, not being able to be by her sister's side, not being able to see what's happening, knowing how quickly things can go south. Hill's sister was not put on a ventilator. She came home this weekend. But in that same hospital, Biba Adams has not one, but two family members, both on ventilators, her mother and her grandmother. They live together. On March 26th, they both went into the hospital with COVID infections. Unbelievably, on that very same day, the virus killed Adams' aunt. Biba Adams says when all this hit, they were in the middle of planning her grandmother's 90th birthday party.
For this upcoming December, like, looking at caterers and, like, all this, you know, all this stuff. And I think that the thought of losing so much of my family history at one time, that started hitting me today.
Adams says the care her mom and grandmother are getting is extraordinary. And she has this advice for anyone stuck at home with a loved one in the hospital.
I think the smartest thing to do is have, like, one person calling. So my aunt calls every morning, and then I call maybe in the evening. And that's it. Like, nobody else, it shouldn't be like a whole bunch of people calling up there. You know, like, I think it's a time to develop that type of plan. If you have a loved one in the hospital, just let it be one person who calls. Let them know that person by name. You know, I think that's helping our family.
Adams says she asked one of the Beaumont nurses the other day, is there anything I can do for you? Do you need anything? Food? No, the nurse told her. We're up to our necks in pizza. Just stay home and wash your hands. For Stateside, I'm Sarah Hewlett.